Hello, and welcome to Daily Dose of Serotonin. I am your host, Sarah Pringle, and I will be bringing you an episode every single week on all things mental health. I believe that mental health should be the number one priority, because if we're not feeling okay, then we can't see how beautiful the world really is. I bring stories, lessons, and magical guests on to help bring out that very special spark that I know you have deep down. This show is produced by my favorite people over at Next Level University, the inspiration behind it all. So join me for your dose of serotonin. Hello and welcome back to another episode of Daily Dose of Serotonin. Today's episode, I want to share three extremely influential books that I have read and that have helped me, and I want to share with you. So none of these are novels. I do have some novels that I have read that have completely changed my life because of stories being pertinent in my life, but these are personal development books, and I am really curious to what other people reading are finding helpful. And if we can connect, if you follow me on Instagram, send me a DM and let me know what you are reading and what books have helped you. I love to keep the conversation going. I want to start a book club where we can not be all reading the same book. I had a friend, she had an idea. She's like, what if we did a book club where we're not all talking about the same book, but we're all, whatever book we're currently reading, we can share pieces of it that influence us, and then we can just start topics from there. And it's like, oh my gosh, what a way to start conversation. Absolutely love it. So these three books, maybe you're into something different. These are things that have helped me, and I want to share them with you. So the first one is called This Is Day One by Drew Dudley. And this book, all three of these are pretty tiny books, so it's not a whole commitment, but it's about 240 pages. And if you're not really into the whole reading space, but you just want to hop on this episode to have a listen about the little pieces and the takeaways, hop on YouTube and take a look at Drew Dudley's TED Talk. He has the lollipop moment on YouTube. It's his TED Talk, and it is absolutely life-changing. I don't want to give away the story to what the lollipop moment is, because I really want you guys to go check that out, because I loved his speech. He is hilarious. And basically, the lollipop moment is just that, or at least for me, is that life-changing moment in someone's life. That sounds so ironic when I say that. I said it twice. Life-changing moment in somebody's life. It's an influential, life-changing moment. And realizing that you can do that every single day. So this is day one, A Practical Guide to Leadership That Matters, is a how-to book. Because we all know that it's important to show up as a leader every day in our life. But this shows you how you can be a leader every day. And it's just a fun read. It's super easy read. I actually want to read it a second time. The beginning of the book was fire. He talks about, why don't we show up for work as if it's our first day. And it's funny because every day on my first day, I'm like, I'm the bubbliest and I'm happy. And my bosses have always been like, okay, I hope that all doesn't run out by the end. And I try to keep it up. And I tend to be the over-exuberant, caffeinated one at work. But now I'm self-employed. So that's a whole other story. But remember, each day, the past doesn't really exist anymore. So we can live each day as if it's a whole new one and it's brand new right off the get. So what if each day is a new day at work and you're excited and you bring all that energy? That energy isn't exhausting. It actually begets more energy. So this book just shows how you can influence people in their lives, how you can show up better in your life, how you can just add more to the day to day. Absolutely love it. It's so incredible. I can't really say a lot more without giving away the book. So have a read. But again, first go ahead and look at the Lollipop Moment TED Talk by Drew Dudley on YouTube. Check that out first. And if you feel the vibe, go pick up the book. Let me know if you've read it. I'm curious. And Yeah, absolutely life-changing. It's okay. I wanted to share a little story on how I found this book. So sometimes I get recommendations, and people who know me closely know that I tend to buy books faster than I read them. And I also am really great at starting books and not finishing them. I currently have like 20 books on the go. It's like a disease, but a good one. And I like it. These are three books that I've actually finished because they were so good. And some are good, but I just haven't got to the meat of it. Or I see another book and it takes my brain away. And I'm like, I want it all right to now. But I was in Chapters and I was in the bookstore and I was just in the leadership business section. And this book just popped out. It's a yellow cover. It just popped out to me. I love the color yellow. And something just said, take me home. And I cracked open the book and I started reading this part where the author was sharing a story where he was really kind to the cashier and how it totally made her day and how he was trying to show up as a leader in that aspect, something that was just random acts of kindness. And I just wanted to keep reading more and more and more, but I was on a budget and I was like, I can't buy this book. And I kept putting it off and putting it off. And finally I bought it and read it front to back in like a day, which is rare for me because usually I buy books and they sit on now my shelf for a while. So interesting. Sometimes books will jump out at you. There was another one, a psychology book that just popped out at me and I took it home and I wasn't planning to add it to my repertoire. Okay. Book number two is The Untethered Soul, The Journey Beyond Yourself by Michael A. Singer. This one was recommended to me by my beautiful, magical, sweet friend, Helen. Helen, if you are listening to this, I love you. Thank you for recommending this book because it absolutely changed my life and I'm coming up due to read it a second time. So this one is so, I don't even want to say philosophical because I think that can sway people, but no matter what religious beliefs or standards you have or anything that way, it doesn't step on anyone's toes. It fits into all. And it's like, what is consciousness? And what are we really doing? And how can we let go and let go of labels and let go of attaching things? And it's so powerful. So no matter what you're doing in the world, whatever you're creating, whatever your beliefs are, whatever it is, this book is a lot of inner work, building that inner home, that healing. It's not like the five steps to creating a happy life. While I love some of those books, it's not for everyone. And I don't say this lightly, but this is a pretty one size fits all book. And again, I really hate that. I'm as you guys know from listening from the show, if you're a new listener, I guess you wouldn't know, but I don't like labels. I don't believe in educating, but so much as starting a conversation and presenting new ideas. So when I say that this book is pretty powerful for everyone, but you know, someone might prove me wrong. Someone might say, no, that doesn't work for me. And I disagree with all of it, but there's at least one thing from here I think that someone will find a way. And if anything, it gets your brain thinking. It gets your brain on a new path. It produces new ideas, even if you're not quite sure or it's a little too woo-woo in this whole enlightenment thing. But it shows us how much the external world controls us without us knowing, how much our thoughts control us, and how free we really are and how safe inside of us really is. Beautiful, beautiful book. He's come out with Journal. I think he has two other ones. He definitely has... I have The Surrender Experiment, which is the second one I'm currently reading. And I know he has another one too, I think. Can't think of the name of it right now. But beautiful author. This is one I couldn't read late at night because my brain was like, oh my gosh, I just want all of it and I can't sleep now. And it took me, I think, a year to read because I read a chapter, I reflected, I contemplated, and I was also reading other books at the same time. And then I finally got to the meat of it and I could not put it down. This is a book I would love to do in a book club. Because this is a book that needs to be felt to the depths of everyone around. Everyone taking this in, I want to hear where it sat, where it played, where it hit deep. So there's that one. And then moving on, everyone loves a good Brené Brown. If you don't know who Brené Brown is, oh my gosh, you need to go just Google her, check her out, read one of her books. But this one was my favorite because it was the first one I read of hers. I find hers have gotten, I don't want to say repetitive, but kind of the same idea. Maybe I was just not hearing the new layers in each book, but hers are like a warm cup of chicken soup. She has two TED Talks as well, so check out Brené Brown for that. She is so incredible. Her work is absolutely amazing. It was my beautiful cousin who introduced me to Brené Brown, oh, when I was a young teenager falling apart in the wild, wild world. And she gave me her book and she said, take this, read it. And I did. And even when people give me a book, I'm really good about reading it because I want to get it back to them. So I read it, I got it back to her, and then I bought my own copy. But what I really loved is she had all the highlights and the underlining in hers. And then I went and added my own mentally, because I didn't want to put it in her book, and add my own little tiny sticky notes. And it was interesting to see what popped out for her was different than what popped out for me, which is, again, why book club's so incredible. This is also a tiny book. It's little over 120 pages. So these ones aren't huge books I have here. And I don't want to call them life-changing, but this one was just this healing, this let go of that perfection. So it's, oh, I don't even know if I said the name of it. The Gifts of Imperfection by Brené Brown. I just went on a whole, anything by Brené Brown is incredible. I think she has an order to her books of what to read first. This is, like I said, just the one that I read first. It's tiny, has some beautiful quotes, and it just brings you back to the home, back to you. If you're really struggling with self-worth and then you're reading a David Goggins, if you don't know who David Goggins is, you can look him up too, but he has a record of doing over 4,000 pull-ups in 24 hours. And he ran ultra marathons and did crazy stuff. And he's like, push yourself. And that can be helpful, but not always. And especially if you're feeling really down on yourself, you need a hug. Brené Brown is a warm hug in a book. I tell you, even if you hold, have it by your bedside, read a page or two a day, and then you'll get into it. And she's an amazing storyteller. She's so raw. She's so real. She talks about shame. She talks about vulnerability. And vulnerability has become a very trendy word now, but she breaks it down what that truly means and what this fake vulnerability is. And it's stories you can resonate with, that you can relate to with her and her kids and with her relationships, and you can see it in your own life. Absolutely incredible book. So the reason why I picked these three is because, like I said, these are the things that have been most influential in my life, but I also keep talking about them and sharing them with people because they're like the three core for whatever you're doing, whether you're that grind or you just started on your self-healing journey, or you're new to all of this. And see, the first time that I picked up a self-help book, I was like, oh, self-help section. And then I was like stigmatized at all. I was like, not doing it. And the first book I read was Mark Manson, The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F. I don't want to swear on the show. So we're just going to leave it at that. And while it's a very contradictory book and a lot of people had different opinions about it, what I did love is how he was saying what your responsibility is and what your responsibility isn't. And that was the very first book I picked up on my journey. I'm wondering though if it was after Brené Brown, now that I think. I think I might have got it Brené Brown after still, but it was the first one that I remember. I was about 17 and I was pushing myself through this book and hearing the part that I'm responsible for my own well-being and happiness. And while I'm not at fault for the things that happened in my life necessarily, or where I was born, or anything like that, and whether I wish I lived in Mexico or whatever random things, I am responsible to make the best life I have with what I've got. So that piece was incredible in that book. Not sure I love the whole book. There's a lot of swearing. It's not really my cup of tea, but that has a special place in my heart because it was the first book I picked up. And now I literally have the self-help section on my bookcase in my house everywhere. So So that led to these three books. But back to what I was saying, the reason why I picked these three books is because the leadership piece, no matter what you're doing, whether in your business or whether you're growing, you're that grind I was talking about, showing up in a different way will just add new found spark in each day and in life and in purpose and attachment and meaning to things. The Untethered Soul is more of that healing, deep, deep rooted. Again, if you have really deep traumas, it's really helpful to have someone guide and walk with you through it and hold you in it. But this one I just found helpful in beginning this journey of understanding that I can let go and I'm not my thoughts and not my labels. And then, like I said, Brené Brown is just that warm hug that just got me by, where I was like, I'm not alone and there's other people out there and we got this. So I would read the Gifts of Imperfections first, and then this is day one, and then move on to the Untethered Soul. I don't know if you'd want to read it as your very first self-improvement book, but honestly, do what works for you. Maybe this is the one that jumps out at you. I just found it deep and I don't think I could handle it if it was my first one. The first ones I started reading were Rachel Hollis. I know there's also a lot of controversy out there. Rachel Hollis, I don't care. Her book was helpful. I loved it. There's a lot of fluff in though, and not the deeper stuff, but sometimes you just need the fluffy books to get you on to reading all the other books. So back to, I said something and it kind of stuck and I don't really like, I said self-improvement, and it's weird because I try to be careful with words and self-help, self-development, personal development, but self-improvement, as much as we should be improving ourselves, I just like to take note to be careful of that too, because I have read these books for now the last 5 years, constantly trying to fix Sarah instead of trying to grow and heal and learn so I could support myself and others. It was fix Sarah and improve Sarah and become a better Sarah and the best version of yourself. And sometimes we get caught up, and I just want you to know that you are your worst and best self inside of you right now at this very moment. So just take a breath in that. Just remember that. So when you're reading these books, you're filling your heart and you're giving yourself love. It's like exercising from a space of, I love my body and not, I hate my body and I want it to be different. Read these books as into, I want to add this into my soul and my repertoire of tools that can guide me through life, and not let's fix me. Okay, so just remember that when the self-improvement is, yeah, we should improve and we should grow, but just ask what space it's coming from, because you are your highest self in you right now. Your body, she's got the answers. The answers are in there, safe inside of you. And it's just each moment where we're our highest or best self or lowest self. And I think that it's not this linear of, oh, when I die, I'll be my best self or something. It's like, maybe it's already there. And it's not this rat race to try to become better and better and better, because maybe you are. And so I know there's some too that will say, well, as soon as you are content, you won't stop growing. But do you? Maybe you grow in a different way. Maybe some person's idea of growth is, not everyone has to have, like, we could always have a body that's more fit, but it doesn't mean it's a better body. It doesn't mean it's a better body. What is the body for you that's going to support you in the journey that you want? Is not the body, I love running and I need a body that can support me running long miles, which is different than a body, say, for someone doing bodybuilding shows, or a body that, you know, for someone who's a dancer or someone who just walks and doesn't do any strenuous exercise. Every body is like, what do I need this to do? If you're in an office, you need to be able to draw energy from little quick bursts instead, if you're sitting at your desk all day, or maybe you need a body that can have the endurance if you're working outside all day. And so we're going off topic because, you know, that's how I roll. But just remember, you have it inside of you and there is no better. Be careful with better, because I think it's just finding getting closer to yourself. And that's what growth and personal and self-improvement and all of this is we realize it's not about creating the wealth and the health and the success and the world standards. It's finding what you need and what this means to you and what your aligned life is. So these books are to guide you in that, to guide you for you, find you and not change you. Okay. Thank you so much for listening. I would really, really love to hear what books you're reading. What books are your favorite? Again, shout out to my amazing friend, Helen, because she is constantly reading. She's just full of so much beautiful, sparkly light. And I just really want to give her a little shout on the show. If you're listening, Helen, I love you. Thank you for listening. And thank you for a lot of the ideas and things you give me in our when we have our chats and we have our little coffee dates, it sparks ideas. So she's the bookworm. She's reading all the things. I just buy the books. Just kidding. And keep reading, friends, or, you know, listen to audiobooks, watch the video, but inspire yourself because you deserve it. Have a beautiful day, night, afternoon. Do what your soul needs. And I will catch you next time. Thank you for joining me on another episode of Daily Dose of Serotonin. If this episode made you smile or helped you in any way, please share it with someone who needs to hear how special they are. Thank you again to the amazing community at Next Level University who made this dream happen. And most importantly, if you need an ear or someone to listen or a smile, please, please reach out. I would love to connect, send you virtual hugs and positive vibes. You can find my info to connect in the show notes. Keep being awesome.